This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The government has frozen the assets of the largest Muslim charity in the United States, the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. FBI agents raided the organization's offices yesterday in Texas, New Jersey, California, and Illinois. President Bush accused the foundation of supporting the Palestinian group Hamas, which he called one of the deadliest terrorist organizations in the world. Representatives of the Holy Land Foundation deny any connection to Hamas. They say they help poor Palestinian families in the Israeli-occupied territories. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
You may have seen their small change boxes at your local convenience store, a slot to drop your coins, a picture of a crying child, and the words, "Your change can stop the tears." Last year, Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development raised $13 million in the United States. The group offers food, clothing, and shelter, and a variety of other services to poor Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza.
We're a humanitarian organization. We don't have political connections. We don't have ties to anything. All our ties are to people in need, and that's it.
Dalal Mohammed is the Emergency Relief Coordinator for Holy Land Foundation. Mohammed says that what has angered both the Israeli and American governments has been the group's aid to impoverished families of Palestinian suicide bombers.
Somebody came in, Jonathan Pollard, a convicted spy. If his family came in and needed assistance, we would not deny them assistance. We'd feed them. We'd shelter them. That's what our foundation does. That's what a humanitarian organization is supposed to do.
Mohammed says her organization has run afoul of Israeli intelligence because they've helped families whose homes the Israeli army has destroyed in retaliation for Palestinian violence.
Since the start of the Intifada in September of 2000, all the homes that have been demolished, we work side by side with the United Nations. The United Nations puts them in a tent. We give them all the items they need to continue to live. We give them mattresses. We give them food. We give them stoves. Our work is very transparent. Everybody sees our work and knows what we do. I'm telling you that we in no way condone any form of terrorism.
Mohammed charged that the move against her foundation is rooted in the September 11 terrorist attacks and spurred by the recent suicide bombings in Israel. The Bush administration said yesterday that it had scheduled federal action against Holy Land for later this month, but moved it up to demonstrate solidarity with Israel following the weekend attacks. L. Paul Bremer was chairman of the National Commission on Terrorism and former ambassador at large for counterterrorism during the Reagan administration.
There's been information around and stories around, and I guess now clear evidence that they have in fact had ties to Hamas and that some of the money that is raised by them finds its way to Hamas.
Bremer says that it doesn't matter if Holy Land Foundation does meaningful work to help the poor if some of the money they raised is used to support terrorism.
It is sometimes difficult to trace where a particular dollar goes, but once any money is going from an organization to a terrorist organization, in effect, that front organization is sending money to a terrorist group. I mean, that's a fact. I think the government really has a pretty good case here to move against this group.
Israel praised the president's action, describing it as cutting off the umbilical cord of terrorist groups. In the West Bank, a spokesman for Hamas said their organization takes no money from foundations in America or anywhere else in the world. Spokesmen for Holy Land Foundation in America say the Bush administration's action has effectively put them out of business. They say they will fight in federal court to clear their name. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.